Boardrooms love buzzwords. AI, climate, resilience.
But what do they actually mean for CFOs and execs trying to survive the next earnings call?
That's where the pre-read comes in.
Real experts and real talk.
Subscribe to the pre-read, presented by Workiva.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Friday, October 17th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. While some investors fret about high valuations for tech stocks, could the real bubble be in energy? We'll look into why investors are going all in on zero revenue energy companies. Plus, who owns your face in the age of AI? Our personal tech columnist joins us to discuss how our likenesses are no longer our own. But first, our Heard on the Street columnist, Jinju Lee, is following a group of energy firms, many working on small module nuclear reactors that are collectively worth more than $45 billion, despite having no current revenue. Jinju joins me now to discuss. So, Jinju, can you tell us a little bit about some of these energy companies?
The largest one is Oklo, which is backed by OpenAI's Sam Altman, and valued at about $25 billion. It's a nuclear startup that's working on a small modular reactor technology that's still pretty nascent. And it's the largest market cap for a listed US company with zero revenue. And then another large one is Fermi, also zero revenue. They have these very ambitious plans to build out 11 gigawatts worth of power. That's about the amount of capacity that the state of New Mexico has in Texas to power data center customers. They have a few natural gas turbines lined up, but it's only enough to meet like 5% of their total goal. And neither company has any binding customer agreements.
So why are people investing in these more speculative energy companies?
Well, there's generally a lot of interest in any company that has potential to profit from the AI boom. And some of the already profitable energy companies are already very pricey. Some of their stocks are trading at like 100 times forward earnings. And I guess there is a case to be made that if there was ever a time for a new energy technology or an expensive energy technology to take off, then it would be now, when there's so much sudden need for power from some very well-capitalized tech companies.
So then on the flip side, what happens if these energy companies don't take off because, say, the AI bubble bursts?
Yeah, I mean, if you are a tech company that is already profitable and the AI bubble bursts, then you're still probably going to be fine. Right? Maybe your revenue projections out in the future are not as big as you had hoped, but you'll still survive. The issue with some of these energy companies is that they're not backed by any revenue or are loss-making. So their share prices probably have the furthest to come down if the bubble bursts.
That was WSJ Heard on the Street columnist Jinju Lee. Coming up, your digital doppelganger is mere clicks away, thanks to AI. But what if you don't want it to be? That's after the break.
Nearly Home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pros' number one most trusted app. A dream home isn't a dream home if it comes with a nightmare commute. That's why Realtor.com has Real Commute, so you can search by drive time. Download the Realtor.com app today. Cause you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2024 proprietary survey.
AI videos are taking over social media. You may have already spotted the Sora logo watermarked on videos as you scroll through Instagram or TikTok. Made by OpenAI, Sora can take a genuine video or photo of someone and spin up a virtual lookalike in mere minutes. And it's not alone. Google has its Nano Banana image generator, and Apple's got Image Playground. WSJ personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen is here to discuss these tools, the potential risks they pose, and the safeguards that are in place. And a quick note, News Corp, the owner of the Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. So Nicole, the big video generating app right now is OpenAI's Sora. Tell us about Sora. Where can I find it? How does it work?
So Sora is currently invite only. It's available to anyone to download via the iOS App Store, but to be able to use Sora, you need an invite code. It is built on OpenAI's latest video generation model, and the reason why it's so buzzed about is because you can create your own digital likeness within minutes. All I had to do was look at a camera, speak three numbers aloud, move my head around, and then it created this impersonation of me, this digital avatar that did look and sound a lot like me that I could put in any scenario that I could dream up. And I could also allow other people who are on the platform to create videos with my digital avatar appearing in them and also open it to everyone, which I definitely did not because that would be crazy.
Okay, so you tried out that digital doppelganger or cameo feature. What did the results look like? Were they pretty believable?
So I would say mixed. I mean, at first, it really depended on the scenario of the video. And the weirdest thing about generative AI is the same prompt will produce a different response every time. So the likeness does not look exactly the same in every single video. In some, my facial expressions, the flyaways in my hair, the texture to my skin was perfect, on point. And then in others, my teeth look really off and it said things that I would never say and it didn't look like me, but I was definitely creeped out at its capability in like the best circumstance with the most finely tuned prompt that it could create something that looked and sounded just like me and make it do something that I have never done or did say in real life.
And are there any restrictions on using Sora at the moment? Did the companies say what kinds of privacy protections there are for users?
There are elements of this cameo feature that are really elegantly designed. So for example, if you let other people use your cameo in their videos, you will always have visibility into their drafts, even if they don't publish those videos, and you can delete them at any time. And those videos that are created by them and feature you cannot be downloaded or screen recorded. And I'm sure that there are ways around that, but the baseline protection is pretty good. I did, however, see a lot of dead celebrities in the app. There are restrictions around living celebrities, like anything that mentions Taylor Swift or intellectual property like Star Wars will be immediately blocked. But Martin Luther King Jr., for example, was fair game. And in one of the creepiest videos that I saw, it looked like this grainy footage, you know, historical footage that looks genuine. And he said, "I have a dream that Sora will change its content violation policy," which is something that Martin Luther King Jr. never said, but it was definitely in his voice and in his likeness.
So what are some of the risks involved with using this tech?
The main risk is that once you hand your likeness over to these AI apps, you lose control of them. We've known since the dawn of the internet, once you post a photo, it can be photoshopped endlessly. It can be shared and distributed in many ways without your consent. But these AI tools really supercharge both the manipulation and distribution of these images. And a lot of platforms, ChatGPT, Google's Gemini, say you need to make sure you have the rights and permission to upload a photo that you're going to manipulate. But just because they say that doesn't mean that people do that. And so anyone could really upload an image featuring you to these tools and create something that looks like you. And now those companies have access to your face as a part of their training data. OpenAI says it takes steps to protect user privacy. And in the app settings, for example, you can prevent the company from using your content to train its models. And that's true of other AI apps, too.
That was WSJ personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by me, Julie Chang. Jessica Fenton and Michael Laval wrote our theme music. Our development producer is Aisha Al-Muslim. Chris Zinsley is the deputy editor, and Falana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. We'll be back later this morning with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.